You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
That ball sky deep to left field, all the way back near the wall, and that ball is gone. Grand slam for Angel Martinez. And just like that, the Guardians have taken a four-run lead here in the 10th. And Class A finishes off the game, a 10-6 final as he strikes out Cam Smith to end this one. Angel Martinez with a grand slam in the top half of the 10th inning is the difference tonight as the Guardians win 10-6.
One ballpark. That grand slam that you just heard would have been a home run in. And it was the ballpark that it happened in last night, Daikin Park.
Well, if you're only talking Major League Baseball, sure. I'm sure if you put college and high school ballparks in there, it might not have
maybe,
been
maybe, I don't know. That is such
Grand
a short...
Grand Slam in the 10th is never feels like, that's all right. We got him right where we want him. Just wait now.
The only thing I would say about that is we welcome you in here on a Wednesday. The Astros lose last night, as you just heard. Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network. 10-6, the final score. There's a lot to dig into here, especially with all the.
Is there?
All the.
I want to dig into the fullback battle for the Texans.
All the energy we came into this week with. When will the Astros lose a series again? In 48 hours.
I knew it. Hubris, Sean.
I know.
Hubris is what you
pride,
succumb to.
Pride comes before the fall, is what I was told. Yeah. So, a grand slam. The only thing I would say about a grand slam in extra innings in this day and age, Seth, is like, all right, they do start with the ghost runner on second. You know, like it starts with a little chicanery already. If you can get a base hit, get a couple guys. If you can get the tying run to the plate, you know, if you get the tying. Yeah, it didn't happen. at all.
Sean out here talking about inflation.
Okay.
It's the grand slam isn't as notable after you get the ghost runner on second. And yet... Still really, really hard.
It's hard
to come back. And as we said yesterday, look, this is a Guardians team that hasn't missed the playoffs since 2015. The organization is good. The fact of the matter is the Guardians had battled the Tigers until the final game of that series. Yeah. But we knew that this Astros team has gone on this stretch and this streak, partly through better play by some of the under-heralded guys, but also that they've just, when Hunter has been out there and when Framber has been out there, Nails. They've won those games.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to withstand Josh Hader not playing like himself and Hunter Brown not playing like himself.
Yeah, they gave up all 10 runs, the two of them. Hunter gave up six. Hader gave up the grand slam, and that was that. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing, Sean.
Yeah.
I do not need to see Hunter Brown again before the All-Star break because – like he said after the game, I just kind of felt like they were all over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's tipping pitches or whatever it might be, that he needs to get in the film room, figure that out.
Yeah.
Maybe if he figures it out sometime in the next couple days, then maybe give him one more, give him his regular rest and have him start before the play, before the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, they need to go back to the lab on this.
Yeah.
We can't mess around with Hunter.
I was getting a lot of this last, it's already coming in too, by the way, on the text page, people telling me to go back to Jamaica. Like it's since I got back. They've lost these two games to the Guardians. This,
you know what? You know, Sean's just he's an immigrant. He's here legally, just trying to make a go of it. And you guys have succumbed to all the political fervor.
Right.
To where you're like, send him back.
Go back.
Send him back.
Exactly.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, Sean is an American.
I'm a
citizen. Okay.
Yeah, I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. I was
Can
born
we put
here.
The, put down the swords
Thank
for
you.
A minute.
Thanks for having
here.
My back, man, on that. I appreciate that. How big a jinx
that's
am
I? That's what I'm saying publicly. I alerted ICE this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
In this country
There's
ours.
People knocking on the door in the lobby.
Yeah.
This is how big a jinx I am. And this is I'm agreeing with you people. It's not the, hey, he's back from vacation and they lost a couple games to a team, by the way, to a team that had lost 10 in a row and has now scored more runs in these two games than they had scored in the previous 10. It's not that. It's not that. It's not that we did a segment yesterday where we said, these Astros have been amazing since such and such a date. And we did individuals. Hunter Brown and Josh Hader both were on that list of a segment that we did yesterday. This is the wild one. I have been to two Hunter Brown starts in my life, two.
Yeah.
The last time he gave up this many runs in a start, and I was there last night, by the way. The last time he gave up this many runs in a start, July 6th, 2024 in Minnesota.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I was at a game in Minnesota where Hunter Brown had, that was when he had started the turnaround. That was when Hunter Brown, he had like eight straight amazing starts. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm here for Hunter Brown. And he gives up seven runs in like the first two innings to the Twins while I'm there. That's the weirdest thing for me personally is like, okay, he's had two awful starts in over a year. Other than that, he's been incredible. And I've been witness to both of them.
Were you sitting in Joe Sutton's seats there in
Last
the Diamond
night?
Club for that game? No, the previous one.
No, it was in Minnesota, Seth. It was,
that's right. They won in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So you certainly weren't. I thought maybe you went to the ballpark and watched on the scoreboard. This is a problem, especially with you last night, where you're sitting in the second row right there behind home plate.
Yeah.
The last time that I remember you sitting there, at least when I was with you, that was when Kyle Tucker got hit in the shin.
Yeah, God, you're right.
Kyle Tucker got hit in the shin. And you are, I don't know, you might have to be banned from all Astros games.
How
selfish are you?
No.
Sean, I took a logic class in college. And if there's one thing I remember from that logic class, it's that if two things happen at the same time, then there's definitely a causal relationship. that you show up. And then bad things happen for the Astros. That's rock solid logic right there.
That is.
That's enough to convict you in a court of law.
Call that correlation is what that is. Oh, I don't. But they're such good seats. It's a really good vantage point.
Yeah, correlation equals causation, dude, Sean. That's what I remember. Correlation equals causation.
I had forgotten.
I got a C in that class, and I'm pretty damn sure that I've got sound reasoning.
It makes
here.
Sense. It sounds good to me. Well, it doesn't sound good, but it sounds logical to me. Yeah.
It's called ipso post facto ad hoc Shano.
I forgot.
Something like that.
I forgot that you and I were there in those seats for the just the gruesome thud of that ball hitting off of Tucker's shin in that game.
Oh, now, remember, man. I said he'd be back the next
day.
But what I didn't realize at the time that I was sitting next to a cursed man.
No, here's the thing about the Tucker thing. I'm going to take up for myself. What happened? That happened on June 3rd, I think, last year. What happened? They went on their best run of the season without Kyle Tucker. I was doing the Lord's work. They needed to get Tucker, an MVP candidate at the time, the hell out of the way. You know, the same way they got him the hell out of the way this year, and they're in first place by like seven games or whatever it is. So
Hunter, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
All right. Do the Astros play down to the level of their competition? It's still really hard for me to buy into that because, yes, the Guardians are coming off a 10-game losing streak. They win two versus the Astros. Yeah. The Astros did score six runs in this game.
Yeah.
They got contributions by multiple players, both the good ones and the bad ones, but they were miserable hitting with runners and scoring or with runners on base. They left a lot of dudes stranded last night.
Not only leaving dudes stranded, and I was thinking this last night. Last night was the first game where I felt like the quasi minor league lineup they've been trotting out there came back to roost, and here's why I say that, Seth. The bottom part of the order, and you know, I know that you know, Yiner Diaz went 0-for-4 batting cleanup. Cooper Hummel and Zach Short came up in so many situations with guys on base. You go back and look at the play-by-play of this game. There was one 1-2-3 inning that the Guardians had, and it was in the second inning. Other than that, it felt like the Astros had multiple guys on base every single inning. Cooper Hummel goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Zach Short goes 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts. It's one thing to go 0-for. It's another thing where you're not even putting the ball in play. You're not moving guys.
Non-competitive at-bats.
Non-competitive. Right, okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is what it was. They were 2-for-21 with runners in scoring position.
That's what it felt like.
2-for-21.
Yeah.
They left 12 men on base.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, for those of you who said, Sean, Seth, you guys are being idiots. They play down to the level of the competition. Yeah. And I said, listen, that's baseball. You don't understand baseball. I'm smart. I got a C in my logic class. No. They were the two studs on your team, Hunter Brown and Josh Hader, two of your all-stars.
Yep.
They let you down versus bad competition.
They did.
I have to concede defeat.
Yep.
In this, despite my C in my logic class and everything else like that.
On this particular,
now remember, the guy that's conceding defeat also got a C in his logic class.
That's right.
So
that's right. Take that for what it is. Okay, now this is the text.
All right, my ego won't allow me to continue this ruse, by the way. I got an A in that logic class.
Oh, okay. Look at you.
So, moving on.
That's good. No, that's good. I can see that. Sean Pendergast equals the new Ted Cruz.
You are. You're Ted Cruz.
I am.
When it comes to sporting events.
When it comes to Hunter Brown, at least. When it comes to Hunter Brown, not all sporting
Interesting.
Events.
Interesting. And you took a trip to a tropical location last week.
I did. I bailed. And they went on their best streak of the year.
They swept
the best team in baseball, or at least the team with the best record in baseball. Sean, just admit it. You're the Hunter Brown kryptonite, first in Minnesota, now last night. Great show, guys. Thank you. Yeah, that's... I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm still doing the show, but do I need to ponder my attendance at Astro games? Perhaps I do. A lot of go back to Jamaica on my Twitter timeline last night. If you want to start a GoFundMe, then send me back. That's cool.
Sean, it's again. If A, then B.
I know.
Sean goes to an Astro, or Sean goes to Jamaica, the Astros are great.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My co-host Socrates dropping it on me.
Hey, Sean Pendergast comes back from Jamaica and goes to a game. then the Astros fall apart.
Yeah.
You have been convicted in a court of law.
I know, and it's not just me. It's not just they fell apart. It's their best players fell apart last night. That's the painful part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right. Off and running out on Wednesday. Let's shift gears. We'll get back to the Astros and headlines a little bit later.
In all seriousness, by the way, I'm joking about the horrendous logic there. I took a logic class in college my freshman year, and it's probably one of the best things I ever did. It really did. It helps you. It really helps you think more clearly and kind of see through a lot of BS arguments.
There you go. All right, kids. There's Seth's recommendation.
It's been a weakness as a radio host, though, sometimes.
Oh, being logical?
Yeah. If there's one thing you know about media these days, whether you're talking about politics or sports, best to throw logic to the side
That's how you make the big bucks, man. Throwing logic to the side.
I know, it is.
It's so true. All right. Coming up next, we'll do a lot of illogical things. No, we heard from Raphael Stone yesterday. We, on this show at least, did not hear from him specifically about Kevin Durant and the trade. Why the trade for Kevin Durant? A Kevin Durant anecdote about Ime Udoka from Durant himself, and a Rocket legend picks the, well, we'll get a prediction on the NBA title next year from a Rocket legend. I'll let you guess who it is and who he's picking. We'll do all of that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.